Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden! Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends. Space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Tomorrow. Tonight's production is The Lost Logs of the Saratoga.
Sarah, you still with us?
I'm here.
Turn that damn alarm off!
Thank you. Report. Is that who I think it was?
The Geist tank ship is holding, Captain. In position to fire on either or both ships again.
Silicon Valley?
She took a bullet too, sir. But she's got a full crew and all systems running. She's hit, but not done for.
How are you doing?
It's bad, Captain. I got a hole in me that's gonna slow us down more than a little.
We wouldn't be able to outrun anybody anyway. How bad is bad?
I don't know how we're gonna fix me up way out here, but I don't think I'm gonna find out where little starships go when they die anytime soon.
Glad to hear it.
The tank ship is still out there. Any way we can take it?
We have to run before it fires on us again.
It hasn't yet.
Why not?
Why are we in Geist territory?
Captain thought the Geist threat was more phantasmagoric than it ended up being.
Yeah, that's on me.
Every second we sit here...
Right, Sarah, radio the valley, please. This is Saratoga, Silicon Valley. Do you receive us?
Darlin, are you okay?
For now, Ellen. But Sarah's got a hole in her, and that tank ship is mean mugging a little harder than we're comfortable with.
We? Who's piloting those lifeboats like a drunken lunar leaper?
No one. They were meant to be diversions while we made our daring escape.
Clever boy. That might have worked, but I would have just let them run out of steam while I chased you down.
Well, that's why... Oh, shit! Andy's out in open space!
Say again, Saratoga.
Well, part of our plan was to put Andy in a walk suit in open space so you would have to retrieve him before you could come after us.
Too bold, Galen. Now you've got a man with 45 minutes to live.
How long do we have?
Good question. The tank ship hasn't moved and isn't responding to us.
What's the normal protocol?
There is no normal protocol. When was the last time you heard about a Geist battle?
There hasn't been a battle in 9 years. We don't have a protocol for this.
See?
Ew, the conspiracy theorists were right?
No, there hasn't been a battle in 9 years because the Geist have retreated to their own territory, which is slowly expanding. The war wages on.
A cold war?
In space, all wars are cold wars.
Captain, the Geist tank ship changing position.
To where?
It's moving towards one of the lifeboats.
Confirmed. Lifeboat destroyed.
Good thing we didn't actually put anyone in it.
We have to get Andy back.
Be safer out there for now. No way they can see him. He might outlive us all.
He'll still die screaming. There just won't be anyone around to hear him do it.
Second lifeboat destroyed, Captain. Geist ship toward the Saratoga.
The tank ship captain is signaling.
Put him on.
Captains, your warships are damaged and your scout ships destroyed. Why have you ended 3 generations of peace.
With three generations?
The Geist aren't as long-lived as we are.
So you were one of the rare conspiracy theorists who had no factual knowledge of anything.
We didn't end the peace. You fired on us without warning.
You are the aggressors, Captain. You warped in at highest speeds with no warning. You launch scout ships with highest maneuverability.
Merely entering your space doesn't seem like a high enough crime to merit attack.
Not for you, maybe, but for us.
Firing on us is unwarranted and brutal. You will stand down and allow us to finish our business.
You are in our territory. You will finish the business you have started with us.
Two of us and one of you. I don't think you really want us to finish this.
One of us has already drawn first blood against two. You have not returned fire. You are outmatched. Surrender. You will be taken.
Like fun we will.
Galen!
No. This guy shot Sarah, shot you. Poor Andy must be filling his walk suit with urine. Now he wants to take us God knows where, and we managed to shake him. You're still gonna take us all to Earth to face a firing squad. You know, I'm getting real fussy at people threatening to kill me today.
Oh, we weren't going to kill you. Just rough you up a bit.
Thanks.
I would have killed you, though.
Thanks?
You will be taken. Comply or cease to be. I offer you the choice rarely offered by your savage military.
Pretty lousy choice.
You will stand down. You will return to your space and we to ours. Your dangerous expansion will be reported to my savage military and you will be dealt with.
Our expansion is not dangerous. We have the right to grow. We have the right to civilization.
Your rights have yet to be determined.
Okay, this is getting a little imperial and kind of racist. Maybe we should all just take a moment.
You have just a moment to decide. Destruction or submission.
What if we all just put our guns down and go our separate way?
Repeat.
You don't want us here. We don't want to be here. Let's just call it a day. Captain Vasquez can go back to Earth, you can go back to wherever, and we'll head for greener pastures.
Your proposal is unacceptable. Vasquez has threatened military retaliation.
Damn right I have. I will burn you away with everything I've got.
How is that helping? How do you see this going with that kind of talk?
Child, we are at war with these things. I didn't come out here to save the space whales or run away from home or blow people out of airlocks. I came here to retrieve a stolen ship and serve the SBU to the best of my abilities. Right now, that means blasting that tank ship to atoms.
The choice has been made.
Great, Ellen. Now what's your big plan to make sure we don't all die because you've got a flag where your brain should be?
On my command, fire every missile you've got at that damn ship.
It's a trick. She wants us unarmed so she can take us back to Earth.
Geist ship moving into attack position.
What choice do we have? Fire everything!
We don't have any missiles. What? I never said we did. I certainly never threatened to blow anybody to atoms.
Why don't you have missiles?
Weren't installed yet. I think they were coming in on Tuesday.
Galen!
Hope you can pull a rabbit out of your hat, Ellen.
Can you destroy the tank ship yourself?
I'm sure as hell going to try.
Anything we can do to help that won't get us killed?
Get out of here.
Really?
Get out of here! Dallas, fire 1 and 5. Take out their guns. Berlin, I'm going to draw them away. Get out of here!
Good luck, Captain Vasquez.
Same to you, Captain Hunter.
We can't leave!
Andy is still out there.
We're not leaving Andy. Sarah, you feel up to a rescue mission before we boogie?
Aye, sir.
Great! Who knows how to do that?
Don't you? I thought you were a captain.
You think being a captain means I know how to rescue a man we can't see, in space, with half a working ship, no crew, during a battle?
I mean, not when you say it all like that. No.
Sarah, can you radio the walk suit?
Actually, I can. Andy? Andy, are you receiving this transmission? Come in, Andy. Andy, this is Sarah. We need to know where you are so we can get you before everyone gets blown up. Respond.
Andy, you have to turn on the radio in your suit. It's a toggle on the front of the chest piece.
Beautiful living hell! Can you hear me, Sarah? Adam, do you read me? Come get me, Sarah.
Read you,
me.
Andy.
You copy? I need
calm
you to
calm down.
Calm down? Do you have any idea?
Oh, we sure do, buddy. But if you don't calm down and tell us where you are, it's gonna get a whole lot worse.
Right? Okay, I'm behind you.
Spooky.
You have to be a little more specific, Andy.
Sarah, you're between me and what looks like a Geist ship and the Silicon Valley. I'm on your right side, not directly behind you.
That's good, Andy. Do you know how far out you are?
No, I can't judge the distance. It's pretty far. Maybe the length of 3 lunar trains?
How many degrees off aft center are you?
I don't know how many degrees off aft center I am, Adam. I just gave you a spatial measurement in trains. You think that was my second choice after giving you coordinates?
All right, calm down, Andy. Sarah's going to move towards you. I want you to tell us hot or cold, okay? We gotta do this fast, so stay focused and breathe slow.
Okay. Okay.
Sarah, back up.
Aye, Captain.
Warm. Warmer. Cold. Not that way.
It's okay, Andy. I'm coming. Just keep saying hot and cold.
Yeah. Cold. Warmer. 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 Yeah, that way. You're headed towards me now. Turn. Look out!
Sarah, report!
It's the Geist!
What happened to the Silicon Valley?
Sarah!
Captain, the second Geist ship.
Sarah, talk to me!
2 direct hits. Everywhere except the bridge has decompressed. Several fires have broken out in the bulkheads surrounding the bridge.
And the bridge is quickly melting!
There are a series of small fires within my bulkheads and vents. Classic cases.
Sarah, get us out of here!
You can't leave me here!
We'll have to come back for Andy. He's got an extra tank.
We can't leave him behind.
If we all die, he'll be...
Sarah, now! Heel toe!
I can't, Galen. My rockets, my thrusters, and maneuvering vents are burned away. I'm not going anywhere.
Radio the guy's ship. Radio our surrender.
Radio's gone. Life support is gone. It's all gone.
The Silicon Valley!
Adrift. The Geist tank ship is being towed away by the second vessel.
Can you get us over there? Do you have anything?
I can turn.
Turning won't get us anywhere!
It won't get me anywhere. But I can point the airlock at the Silicon Valley.
What about you?
Sorry, Captain. I knew this would be a one-way trip.
It's starting to get pretty hot in here.
Get into the walk suits! Now!
Sarah!
It's okay, Galen. It was too short, but it was more of a life than I would have had.
I can't leave you like this!
Better hurry. It's getting hard to focus. I think the fires found my core. I'm not sure how long I'll be able to hold this.
Get into the airlock! Hurry!
Put on the walk suits. Sarah. Sarah?
Still here.
Still here.
Sarah.
Don't take that tone with me. One way trip. I got to see Neptune's rings dance.
Clear!
Clear.
Clear.
Oh my.
Hold on to me! Hold on!
I'm here!
Is that you guys? Are you there? Hello? I hear you!
Andy, where are you?
I see you. We're on the other side of Sarah. You guys are really moving.
We?
I don't see you, Andy.
Stand by.
There. What is that?
Looks like a ship.
It's a lifeboat.
Where did you get a lifeboat?
I thought they were both destroyed.
Group together. Hold on. It's getting pretty close now.
Hey, guys. You're never gonna believe who picked me up.
Was it the president?
Better.
Bright Eyes? Is that the robot who was trying to kill us?
Come aboard. The hatch is under the ship relative to where you guys are. Captain.
Andy, glad to see you, mate. What happened?
He saw me floating and pulled right up during the battle. I don't think he was ever trying to kill us. I think he was just looking for orders. The ship that attacked Sarah towed the other one out of here. I think we're safe for a little while anyway, but we shouldn't hang around.
Agreed. We'll try to board the valley, see if we can help the survivors, and hopefully get the hell out of here before any more guys show up. Right, Eyes? Take us to the Silicon Valley. That ship over there.
Not back to Sarah?
Andy, you saw Sarah get shot.
Yes, but fewer times than the Valley did. Is she bad?
She lost all functions.
Do you think we should use the Valley to tow her?
Tore where?
To be repaired. Oh, I see.
The external damage was severe. And with no crew to battle the fires, she burned to death.
So we're just gonna leave her here? Her body, I mean?
It's just parts now. Just metal, plastic, ceramic, and transparent aluminum. What made Sarah, Sarah, is gone. What you see out that window right now, that burnt, twisted husk, is just...
the ghost of the Saratoga.
The Theater of Tomorrow was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Witten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. This production was fortunate in securing the services of Kelly Ninaltowski as Sarah and the Silicon Valley, Mark Witten as Galen and the Geist, Krista Lewis as Arlie and Captain Vasquez, E.K. Daggenfield as Andy, and Josh Monk as Adam. This has been the thrilling conclusion of The Lost Logs of the Saratoga!
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.